and gentlemen, Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise.
Hello. Oh, dear. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This week, a really great show for you.
Are you in it?
Of course I'm in it.
Oh.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Come on, out with it.
Pardon?
You've got something to say about me being in this show, so get it said.
No, it's not that. But I mean, you know, what exactly do you do? I've always wanted to know that. What exactly do you do?
What do I do?
You don't know either.
Listen, I'll have you know, I've been at it a long time.
It's beginning to show.
Say what's on your mind.
Well, what can you do that will make the listeners at home sit up and say, by golly, have you ever heard anything like that?
Well, I...
No, could... you couldn't. That's not allowed. Oh.
Good, I am. A great day for show business when I was born.
You weren't born. Walt Disney drew you. Good Lord. Hopeless you'll be on your own. You are hopeless.
Let's drop the conversation.
Oh, typical. You start these arguments, then you want to drop them. Nasty habit, that.
Well, you started it. You said I was hopeless on my own.
It's true, you are. Do you remember that week when you had to appear on your own at the Sunderland Empire, just before they got independence?
Yes.
When I had that sore throat in Sunderland.
Laryngitis?
No, it was Sunderland. We stayed at Terrible Digs.
I did very well.
The landlady was desperate. Once she'd back you up against that sideboard, you stood no chance. You know that.
I did very well at the Sunderland Empire without you.
You died on your feet. The audience wanted his money back.
He didn't want his money back at all.
Do me a favor. Even the first aid man standing at the back of the stalls collapsed.
That's not true. Incidentally, who else was on the bill that week?
Good old Percy.
Percy Edwards, the birdman. Mm. I remember now.
You remember him?
Mm.
He was on the way to the theatre on the Friday night and the cat got him. True. Couldn't do his Skylark for a month after that. Kept falling down. What?
I say.
Oh, so do I.
Wasn't that the week we paid the man a fiver to sit in the audience and shout, more, more?
That was the one we did that, yes. Mm. I gave the money to his widow. What a way to go. Strangled in the stalls. Now let me help you.
How?
Well, what you need is some more funny clothing.
More funny clothing?
Now, put these baggy pants over your baggy legs.
I can't change my trousers in front of all these people.
Oh, I know that. I'll tell you what. I'll stand behind you.
That's okay, then.
Right.
I'm changing my trousers now, Eric.
I heard the change go down, yes. Yeah. I'm standing behind you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm still playing for laughs.
Right. Put them off now.
Have you?
Putting the other ones on.
What other ones? Oh, I see what you mean, yes.
Thanks for standing behind me.
It's the least I could do. And that reminds me, I must get some hot cross buns on the way home.
Hot cross buns?
Oh, it doesn't matter. No.
How do I look now?
Great! But not quite right.
There's something missing.
Yes, I know that, but you're off tomorrow. You can get it fixed.
Is there something else?
Well, it's traditional, isn't it? What goes with baggy pants?
What does?
The red nose.
Oh, I've got to have the red nose, have I?
Well, the one you've got is too purple. You want a proper red one. Plus...
Yes?
The funny hat. Allow me. Yes. A funny hat for Mr. White, please. No, not that one. That's his own. He goes home in that. Funny hat. That's the one. The one David Jacobs wears for any questions. That's the one. Put that on. Hey.
What?
Have you got a funny walk?
I can't do a funny walk.
Everybody's got a funny walk. Walk. Walk the way you do when you take off that special appliance you have to wear.
Now, just a minute, you.
I don't know why you wear that appliance. I thought it was for putting fires out. Come on, do a funny walk.
I can't.
You can't. Go over there. Walk over to Dennis Wilson at the piano, the old age pensioner's Bobby Crush. Mm-hmm. Walk over there and come back doing your funny walk.
No, I'm not going to do it.
That's the one of the funniest walks I've ever seen. That was great.
But I always walk like this.
Really? Well, no wonder the Flasso was surrounded by sailors. Get off, Arthur. Not now. There's a good one. Not now.
We're going to do a sketch. Hello? Marriage guidance officer speaking. I'm sorry, but I can't give you an appointment just now. I'm expecting a married couple any minute. If you care to try again tomorrow. Thank you. Yes, it's a worthwhile job helping married people to cross life's hurdles, helping them to understand one another better and to enjoy their lives together. It's a great comfort to me to know that I can do this. A great comfort. Come in.
Get in, you.
Pig. Don't push me like that.
I'm warning you. I'll thump you in a minute.
Just you try it, pig.
Oh, just because you look like Henry Cooper, you don't scare me.
Can I help you?
No, I can fight it for myself. Come on, get in, you.
If I was a man...
What do you mean, if? You very nearly are. And there's mud all over the man's carpet. Why don't you wipe your boots before you come in?
Time you open your great big mouth, you say something nasty.
You inspire me.
Now, please, I'm sure that we can...
You insult me, and you insult my mother.
Your mother? Good Lord. The last time I saw a face like that, Tarzan was feeding it bananas.
How dare you speak to me like that? I've given you the best years of my life.
So, what do you want, a receipt?
Ignorant pig. Aren't you going to get me a chair?
Vultures don't have chairs. They sit on perches. Have you got a perch for her?
Pig you are. Why did you marry me in the first place?
Because I couldn't get in at the pictures. Dracula was on that week, as I remember.
Please, madam, take this chair.
Thank you.
Hey. What? She hurt her foot yesterday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Got it trapped in her mouth.
If you say just one thing...
Now, please, please, madam. Now, can I help you? I am a marriage guidance officer.
It's not a marriage guidance officer we need. It's the British Boxing Board of Control.
Your name, please?
Morecambe.
Christian name?
Blackpool.
You won't get a sensible answer from him. Pig ignorant he is.
Your name, please?
Doris.
Doris Carla. Put that down in your book.
You're a lazy slug. Why don't you get a job?
Because that's a coward's way out, that's why.
Look, for the last time, do you want me to patch up your marriage or not?
Certainly not.
Oh, no.
Then what are you doing here?
It's raining like hell out. And we have to go somewhere. Come on, sweetheart. I think it's stopped now.
Now for something rather special.
Very true. If this next act gets a lot of laughs, she'll be very upset because she's a singer.
Singers don't get laughs.
Have you heard Des O'Connor?
You're very unkind to Des.
I'm not.
Nasty.
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, our singing star for this week, Selena Jones. Welcome to the show, Miss Jones.
Thank you, Ernie.
Lovely to see you, Selena. Selena. An unusual name.
Selena?
No, Jones.
Selena, as you know, there's nothing I enjoy more than hearing a singer who can really sing.
Thank you, Ernie.
That's why I've got every single record that I ever made.
I heard Ernie singing earlier in his dressing room.
Would you like a brandy?
He sang rather well.
Yes, it was the one I always sing when I'm happy.
I know. A nightingale sang in Barclay's Bank.
That's the one. Oh, Arthur, get off. Will you please go home? That's not nice what you're doing.
Would you please sing your song, Selena?
Hold you. You're gonna let me hold you. you smile, 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 smile. When you smile.
Thank you.
As writers, we never stop.
Another masterpiece?
I suppose so. I'm not kidding. This is the most difficult play I've ever written. It'll take me almost 20 minutes.
A long time for you, that. Ever thought of writing a full-length epic for the screen?
Tomorrow.
Good. But let's be honest, Ern, now at last you've mastered the art of the written word.
Oh, that's true, yes.
It always was there, even as a lad.
Oh, yes, at school I was good at composition.
Remember that composition you wrote on my pet?
About the poodle we used to have.
Sad, that. I cried when Miss read it out to us.
Yeah.
The way it died after biting your Auntie May.
Good, though.
Everything you write is good. If you don't write rubbish, you don't.
Not in me.
How many awards have you won this year?
37.
Including Crofts?
Yes.
But Ern, the time has come for you to accept a challenge.
A challenge? Such as what?
Write a musical play.
A musical play?
The money in it. I mean, just look how well Agatha Mitchell's done with The Black and White Mousetrap.
That's been running now for over 20 years.
They've got through 345 usherettes.
A musical play. Do you think I could?
Think, huh? You could become another Lionel Burke.
But...
Has he? I didn't know that. I mean, look what The Sound of Music did for Eamon Andrews.
Julie Andrews.
Well, you know him better than I do. I mean, everybody enjoys a good musical.
Yes.
Write it this afternoon. When you've got a couple of hours to spare.
Hmm.
I mean, write a musical for Lou Grade. Promises, promises.
No, it's been done.
Not by him, it hasn't.
A musical. Worth thinking about that. Yes, a musical. You're looking at something interesting through that window.
Yeah, another lovely day. You know... I'm just a simple fellow.
I'll go along with that.
And to me, simple as I am, that is one of the most beautiful sights that any man could ever wish to see. That is sheer beauty.
What is?
Ada Bailey hanging out her knickers on the clothesline. Hello, Ada!
Ada Bailey is as common as they make them. Come away from that window.
What sport Ada is?
So I've heard.
I can remember Ada Bailey at school. We were in the same class.
4C.
Never mind about that. Do you know what we used to do?
The whole school knew what you used to do.
How do you mean?
Well, three times they had to rebuild a bike shed.
She had a big saddle. Randall. Murder getting the bike out for her.
I'll get it. Hello? Ernie Wise here. You're what? You're a fellow writer. Gosh. I'm a fellow writer as well. Nothing special. Just a few dozen masterpieces. I'm going to write a musical this afternoon. If it rains. You live in the same block of flats? So do I. Well, why don't you come over and we can have a little chat? Lovely. Look forward to meeting you. Goodbye.
Fellow writer?
Fellow writer who lives in the same block of flats.
So do you.
I told him that. Coming here to meet me. He's a poet.
Used to fancy myself as a poet once.
You write poetry? Don't make me laugh. You couldn't leave a note for the milkman.
Monologues, are you so specialise in?
Monologues?
There used to be a fella on the music hall years ago named... What was his name? Tony Bennett, almost a gentleman.
Billy Bennett.
Yes. Well, he used to do monologues. Now, could you wish for anything more poetic than this? Just listen to the way this scans. Are you listening?
Yeah.
By the light of 1,000 lanterns, in the quarters of Limehouse Reach, lived a bland Chinee who loved the sea because he was a son of the beach.
Right? That's poetry?
I'm glad you agree. There's more yet. He had a beautiful daughter called Wong Wong. She was yellow, all right. Her father had been a Royal Marine, but two Wongs don't make a white.
I've never heard such drivel in my life.
He followed that one with digging for grapes with a bicycle lamp by the light from his lantern jaw. The bell's just gone. Don't stand there. There's somebody at the door. Boom, boom.
Rubbish, that was.
I'll get it.
I said hello to you, old fellow.
Can I help you, miss?
Come out of the way. Hello. You're the poet who lives across the way. You phoned a minute ago.
Yes. I thought I'd like to give you a ring.
I hope you'll both be very happy together.
My name's Wise. Ernie Wise? Author? Playwriter? Oh, never mind. Please, do come in and sit down.
Yes, sit down. Take the weight off your mascara.
I didn't quite get your name.
Adrian.
Adrian?
Adrian Fondle.
Sounds like a new bra.
Ah, that's my pen name. My real name is Adrian Caress.
I think I'd prefer Adrian Fondle.
I'm so glad.
Yes. Please sit down, Mr.
Oh, call me Adrian.
Call me Ernie.
Call me tomorrow. I can't stand much more.
Sit down, you. Do tell me something about the poems that you're writing now, Adrian.
Well,
I do a bit of writing.
Really?
Yes, I've just finished one called The Fairy. Nothing personal. My 40 is monologues. I've got 40 monologues in that room over there.
Adrian doesn't want to know about monologues. He's a proper poet, he is.
Thank you, Ernest. At the moment, I'm writing...
There's a hell of a smell in Dingley Dell. The pixies are washing their socks. Up jumps the sailor.
Why don't you shut up?
All right, then. I'll go and watch Ada Bailey hanging out her knickers on the clothesline.
You just do that.
At long last, I have someone with whom I can hold a pure, erudite conversation.
I'm glad you should say that, you see.
There was a play on the television the other night, and there was this woman, and you could see her bum.
Couldn't you go out somewhere?
No, just a moment now. Why do they show bums on television? Even worse, on a 24-inch screen. And in colour. And while I'm having my tea. And I was having peaches. And while we're here, take your feet off my settee. It was a play on the telly.
Fellow meets a girl. He hasn't known her for 2 minutes and they're at it. Two of them, cavorting on the bed.
Wriggling and writhing.
I've no idea who they were. Whoever he was, he's bound to be voted Sportsman of the Year.
I think you'll find that that particular bum, the one you've just mentioned, was irrelevant to the play.
Of course, of course. Relevant to the play. Adrian knows what he's talking about.
Crawler. She was a model and he was a painter.
There you are, then. Relevant to the play.
Quite right, Adrian, quite right.
She didn't have a stitch of clothing on.
Then there must have been a hidden message.
Funny place to hide a message, that's all I know.
But you said yourself that she was a model and he was a painter.
He was painting the back kitchen.
Adrian?
Yes, Ernest.
I'd love to hear one of your poems.
It just so happens that I do have some of my latest poems here in my pocket. Ah, yes, here we are.
Do read it, Adrian.
Lucinda sits astride the golden yak and reflects upon what might have been had she not pledged herself to the crystal pool.
Ah, she's in love with the puddle. She's thinking of puddles.
There, Tuck. Please continue, Adrian.
Yes.
Arsenal.
As we go.
Did you?
Here I played Adrian, didn't you? Yes. Because we know not, but do. Yes? No. So let us say farewell to the white-haired goat of time.
He's talking about you.
Absolutely beautiful, Adrian.
There'll be another Mary Wilson. Got the legs for it. I've never heard such a load of crap.
Shut up
in my...
and clear off, you.
Send the mate with a frown. The ship's going down. You must grab for a boy if you can. The girl looked at me coy. She says, "You're not a boy. Get out, you're the dirty old man." My kind of poetry.
Get out of this room. You contaminate the place.
I'm warning you now. Watch him. First chance he gets, he'll invite you back to his place to have a look at his parables.
I'm not interested in tropical fish.
I keep forgetting that. I do keep forgetting that.
Yes. Continue, Adrian.
I got this idea while spending a lonely weekend at my place in the country.
You must come down for a few days.
You must come down for a few days.
I'd love to.
I'd love to.
Like a lamb to the slaughter.
This is all too much for me, Ernest. I'm not really used to this sort of thing. And I feel rather unwell. I can't get my breath.
Undo your suspender belt.
Come, Ernest.
You're not going with him, are you? You're not going with him?
Yes, I am.
One word of advice.
What?
Keep your hand on your holiday money.
You peasant, you... Well, that's all for this week. I'd just like to say thank you for your letters.
Yes, we are taking legal advice.
You've been another wonderful audience. We know you enjoyed yourself from the looks on your faces.
Whatever you were doing.
We hope we raise a few laughs for you.
And there's a few more coming up now because we're going to sing.
Anywhere, I will find you, don't care where. Look behind you, I'll be there, following you around. Rain or shine, you won't shake me, I don't mind. Where you take me, spend my time, following you around. Now listen, don't you know, I'm only just no good. Wherever you may go, I'll be in the neighborhood. If you fly, I will follow, I don't care about tomorrow, long as I'm following you around. If you run, I'll run faster, gonna shake like a piece of plaster, get my kick, following you around.
You've been listening to the Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise Show with their special guest, Selena Jones. Also taking part were Anne Hamilton, Michael Ward, Arthur Tulcher, and me. Music from Dennis Wilson and his orchestra, and the script was written by Eddie Braben. Oh, not now, not now. And Arthur, put some clothes on. The Morecambe and Wise Show is produced by John Browell.